Protest petitions are a major way citizens can object to zoning changes in their neighborhoods. The North Carolina Senate has tentatively approved a measure to effectively kill that tool. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
If you're not familiar with protest petitions, here's a basic tutorial. If enough property owners around a proposed new development or an area slated for a zoning change sign a petition and submit it to a city council, they can often stop that project. Democratic Senator Mike Woodard says a protest petition
is frequently the only tool available to ensure that the developer and city officials seriously consider the property owner's interests and concerns.
Once filed, it takes a three-quarters vote by a city council to override that petition. This bill would not specifically end protest petitions, but it lowers the bar on that override vote, says Republican Andy Wells, from a supermajority to a simple majority.
We don't even require a supermajority for tax votes in this state, at least yet.
A simple majority, by the way, is all that's needed for most zoning changes in the first place. And that's why this measure, which passed 39-9, would effectively kill protest petitions. The Senate's final vote on the bill is expected Thursday. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.